Tell us, you're here today at the AFR golf event, raising money for the Farmer Veteran Coalition. So let's ask what that is.
Well, Farmer Veteran Coalition is a what we call a VSO, or a veteran service organization. And the Farmer Veteran Coalition, their intent is to help veterans that are leaving the military who have a passion for agriculture, to help them, give them the tools and the training they need to either do like I'm doing, set up my own farming operation, or just find a job in agriculture, whether that's in sales or, you know, working for a company or anything like that. Because the military prepares you for everything you need to do to fight and win, you know, our nation's wars. But there's a gap, whether it's, you know, Wounded Warrior Project or anything else, for veterans who are getting out of the military on what to do next. And like I said, Farmer Veteran Coalition was established right around the time of the Operation Iraqi Freedom to give veterans that opportunity through training, through grants, and other stuff to let them get into agriculture, either through internships or, you know, grants like I got.
So how did you get involved? How did it help you?
For me, as I was, my career was winding down, I was trying to research, you know, different ways to make my ranching operation viable. As anyone will tell you, in agriculture is more of a, you know, a passion to do versus, you know, dollars and cents. You do it because you love it, not because it's, you know, you'll make the most money at it. And I was just doing some internet searching, and I latched on to, I grew up on a farm in Iowa, but I was starting from scratch down here in Oklahoma, with which is going to be my new home with my family. Farmer Veteran Coalition had a, what they call a fellowship fund. And basically what I did is I applied to become a fellow, and not only did they give me a $5,000 grant to buy a prefert cattle chute for my operation to make it more safe and better operated, but I also help other veterans. I make my time available if someone has questions about, you know, for me it's cattle, that's what I'm in, but any kind of agricultural questions, I'm there to help them. So we kind of grow our own members, and we kind of empower our members to help future members.
So tell me about your ranch. Where is it, and what it all about it?
Our ranch is located in southwest Oklahoma, about 45 minutes west of Fort Sill, where I finished my career. We're up against the Wichita Wildlife Refuge, very beautiful with the Wichita Mountains. I'm in a little valley called Cooperton, population 4. It's one of your typical Oklahoma ghost towns. We run a cow-calf operation. We have 50 mama cows and anywhere from 30 to 40 replacement heifers that we keep back and breed to sell. So we sell calves and then replacement heifers.
You've got a family too. Tell us about them.
Yes, I'm married to my wife, Cody. She is from Muskogee. She's Cherokee, and we have two children, Emma Carroll, age 8, and then we just had a baby boy, Rhett Irvin, who's 6 months.
So you want to be a Oklahoma farmer. That's where you want to be, and that's where you want to basically have a career for you and your family now.
Yes. Now that my Army career is over, I started out in agriculture in Iowa, and I'm just pretty much bookending my life. I'm building an operation that I'm hopefully that I can pass on to my kids, that something that my father really couldn't do for me. I basically was the last of 6 kids, and I was kind of told, hey, seek your fortune elsewhere. So I ended up going to college through an Army ROTC scholarship, and my first duty station as a second lieutenant was Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and I fell in love with Oklahoma. Land values helped quite a bit too compared to what they are up in Iowa. And it's we were in a wonderful school district. My daughter's doing great, and it's just I want to have a place, no matter where my kids go in the world, I want to have them have a place where they can always call home.
One final note about this event today. How is this tournament today helping you and helping the coalition?
Well, it's like anything else in the 21st century. There's so much information and resources out there for people, but you need to have organizations like AFR to partner with veteran service organizations to help get the word out. There's only so much, you know, an internet website can do or even myself can do, but the more that we engage, you know, communities through insurance agents, through co-ops, through Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, we're trying to get the word out. And by AFR showing interest in Farmer Veteran Coalition and becoming a partner with Farmer Veteran Coalition, it's our hope that we can spread not only what we do for Farmer Veteran Coalition, but also get the word out to not only Oklahomans, but AFR families in general. Lots of families have sons and daughters that have served in the military, and if they want to get involved in agriculture, Farmer Veteran Coalition stands ready to help them, just like AFR helps through property insurance and the like.